So we've just got the usual notice. The agenda today is to just a bit on our vision, our strategy and the execution against that, and then I get into the results and the outlook for the business. This first piece on our vision for the business and strategy for the business is really just to refresh everyone and our thinking on this. We've got a fantastic organisational purpose, which is around keeping us, you know, delivering better health to all Australians. So, you know, we've got more than 24 million reasons out there to be coming to work, and the reasons we exist. It's a very powerful sort of organisational purpose, and is really good in terms of driving the cultural sort of progression of the business. Our objective is really to build Australia's favourite pharmacy, and as we've said previously, our strategy on that is to deliver on these five major headings around best access to the very best pharmacists out there in Australia, and providing customers with a really efficient range that's competitively priced, some tremendous customer service levels supporting that, and really building our team and the quality of the people in the pharmacies and also in the support centre. Execution against our plan is we have launched the group's first major national consumer brand campaign last September. We have focused on leveraging that increased customer recognition from the rebrand and to deliver the enhanced earnings that are starting to flow through. The Alive and Well positioning of that campaign is really leveraging off the quality of the pharmacists in these pharmacies and the access that we are providing. And really we've got had a really strong focus on improving the efficiency of the operation of the pharmacies and also the profitability of those pharmacies as well. This is just some graphics on the television campaign. Some of the characters that are in the various television commercials are up there. The older Chinese guy, Frank, who's in his 70s, is our most popular character for those who are interested. So it sort of gives you a bit of a touch in, you know, a bit of a sense of the customer base and who's resonating with them. The brand, this was a survey done, it was a very substantial survey done by a third-party provider, really to just test the presence of the brand. You can see the recall of the brand is very, very strong, sitting there at second in the marketplace, trailing Chemist Warehouse and ahead of Priceline. One of the major events we conduct every year, and last year we had over 400 pharmacists from the pharmacies at our masterclass event. It's a two-day event, and it's a very substantial continuing professional education program, and it is one of our core drivers that are really lifting the qualifications and the quality of the pharmacists working in the pharmacies. So, and that event is about to be held again next week for this year. The other key focus that we've had in terms of execution is really increasing the efficiency and profitability of the pharmacies. The engagement, our engagement with our pharmacy owners is terribly important. Many of you would have seen some negative press of late about franchisors on this front, and clipping the ticket too much and not really sharing the sort of scale benefits, you know, enough. So we do work very, very hard in terms of engaging with our pharmacy owners. They are, you know, terribly important to us. And the four areas that we've worked on with them is really we've made major investments in systems and IT to simplify the operations of those pharmacies. We've delivered substantial cost of goods reductions through the pharmacy owners. So last calendar year, about $5 million, and this calendar year, about another $5 million flowing through. We have done quite a degree of rationalisation of the range in the pharmacies, particularly in the medicines and vitamins and core pharmacy categories, to be able to leverage that rationalisation to provide better cost of goods through the store owners, and really building out this differentiated customer proposition around health, which they find very attractive. You'll see there's a recent market share chart there. We're sitting at about 12.5%. We're wanting to see that get up to sort of 20% in the next sort of 3 to 5 year horizon. Obviously, that will not be done just organically, but We've got, you know, some really good potential there to take some further share going forward. The I might move into the financial results now, if that's okay, and just to provide some context on that, I've just got a slide firstly on, you know, just drawing out the sort of key issues that have been happening across the industry, and then I've got a slide that specifically provides some context around the business. But in pharmacy, we're operating in a highly competitive industry, and as you know, retail is soft. We've got, in Australia, like many first world countries, very low levels of wage growth, so household income is very low. And as a result, we've got, you know, very low inflation, low interest rates, high asset prices, and retail gets a bit soft in that sort of space. The annual growth of the industry over the last 5 years has been negative 0.2%, largely driven by the PBS reforms that have been driven through by the government. But they're now mainly washed through, and they're coming through at much more subdued levels than they have in the past. IBIS is forecasting a growth rate for the industry of 1.1% for the coming five-year period. Their latest report was just released about a week ago, so that's quite current information. The codeine rescheduling change has affected all of the major wholesalers and pharmacy franchisors in the industry. There was a rescheduling and upscheduling of codeine on the 1st of February. Because of the nature of that product, we have to order that. We order it with a 12-month lead time, not just for the order, and then we need to order in batch sizes of about 12 months. So there was quite a lot of inventory that has been written off or heavily discounted through to the pharmacies to clear. So it's been quite a substantial impact on the results this year. The industry continues to consolidate around those main three pharmacy brands of Chemist Warehouse, Priceline, and TerryWhite Chemmart. The share of those three has grown again in this most recent report. In terms of the business, more specifically, the integration of all of our teams now has been completed. We are set up now in a fully functionally orientated business, and we are operating mainly out of the Brisbane and Melbourne office across the two offices. But that integration of all of the teams has now occurred and is complete. We've got a solid foundation with that base now to go forward and deliver on those synergy gains. The rebrand of the pharmacies is now largely complete. So I think we've rebranded about approximately sort of 410 pharmacies. There's another 50 or so to go that there are relocations of stores there. There are some of those stores that are for sale. There's that will take that last residual will take us, you know, probably about 6 months to work through. We've recently, only just last week, launched our new rewards program for the combined business. It's got very significant traction in the market. So already, just in a matter of a few days, the organisation has signed up about 90,000 members to the new scheme. So that's really getting some good focus in the pharmacies. The systems integration, for those who've been investing with the business for a while, you'd be aware there was a substantial investment in an ERP system. It's a Microsoft AX Dynamics product, and that has now been fully rolled out to the Chemmart and Chemplus pharmacies as well. There's training going on, and that is working well to drive the efficiency of the operation in the pharmacies. The summary of the financial results is provided on this chart. So you'll see in the far right-hand column there, there's substantial positive increases in operating revenue, whether it's our product revenue, our service revenue, or EBITDA. The net profit after tax, you'll see, has been substantially impacted in that period by the integration and merger costs, and hence that is down. So, and just commenting more, so on that 6 month period, there's been a really substantial increase in revenue. and EBITDA. It's wholly attributable to the merger of the two businesses. As I said, the NPAT number was impacted by merger integration costs specifically. From the report, you'll see there's no interim dividend at the moment. We will review that decision once we get the full year results through in August this year. The merger has really provided a great base, about 460, 470 pharmacies to go forward with. We've got a great brand to work with, and the business is really focused on leveraging this combined sort of organization, the recognition of the brand, and really delivering on the synergies that were expected from the merger. The revenue breakdown there, you can see there is a substantial step up in product revenue, which is our private label sales to our business, to our pharmacy owners specifically, and then service revenue as well, which is franchisee fees and supplier fees that are charged through. So you can see there's been a big step up there, which was expected. The profit after tax, you can see the impacts there that flowed through. The tax expense was higher in this particular period because of some specific tax legislation issues around thin capitalization and a couple of other issues that are being worked through. Then I'll move on now just to the outlook, and really just got two slides to wrap up on. We've got a big focus sort of operationally on frontline healthcare service delivery and the delivery of our value proposition through to the pharmacists and the customers, of course. And we are working hard to build out this new rewards program and make sure we leverage that. We receive into the business now and process every day something of the order of about 1 billion records. This whole piece around data and big data and the analytics around that data is going to be very interesting in the coming years. The management of that, or the governance of that, given the new legislation, it's also very, very important that we get that right. Obviously, the efficiency and profitability of the pharmacies is a key issue going forward. We're very focused on making sure we're properly engaged with our pharmacy owners. We talk to a group of them every week. We've got advisory board structures in place as well, where we meet with a selection of about 15 pharmacists about 5 to 6 times a year as well. So, look, we've got a really solid business going forward to drive some future growth. It is an opportunity to really leverage that scale and the rebrand and the synergies to enhance our earnings into the future. We do expect to see some really solid growth for the year end flow through by the end of the year, based, given our half year results and how we're trading to date. So.